Oasis Audio presents The Election Day Dilemma by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Not a good sign.
There's a sign for Appleville ahead.
6-year-old Benny Alden called out from the back seat of his grandfather's car.
I can see the Big Apple on it. We're almost there.
Oh, good. I was afraid we'd be late for Cousin Alice's speech.
Benny's sister, 12-year-old Jessie, said.
It's so exciting that she might become the mayor of Appleville.
Henry, who was 14 and the oldest of the Alden children, checked his watch.
We should make it with plenty of time.
I can't wait to see Sue Lee. We haven't seen her in a while.
Benny's other sister, 10-year-old Violet, said. Sue Lee was Cousin Alice and Cousin Joe's daughter. She was about Benny's age, and the Alden children always had fun when she was with them. Suddenly, a thump, thump, thump sound came from beneath the car. The car veered to the right as if it were going to go off the road. Grandfather struggled to bring the vehicle under control. Watch, the Alden's dog yelped and crouched down on the seat. Everyone held their breath. When the car came to a stop, Violet cried,
"What happened?"
Grandfather gave a sigh. "A tire blew out. It happens sometimes. Is everyone all right?" Jessie checked on Violet and Benny before she replied,
"We're fine."
"Well, we may be fine, but I'm not sure Appleville is,"
Violet said, pointing a trembling finger out the window. The car had come to a stop right underneath the Appleville sign. Usually, the sign welcoming people to the town had an image of a big yellow apple with a smiley face on it and the slogan, "Appleville, a happy place," in large red letters. This time, it was different.
"Something is wrong with the sign,"
Benny said.
"Someone's been painting on it,"
Jessie said. A large black bird with a red head had been painted to look like it was flying over the apple, which now had a frown painted over the smile. The word "happy" had been crossed out, and a new word painted above it.
"It says cursed, doesn't it?"
Benny asked. Benny was just learning to read.
"It says Appleville, a cursed place."
"Yes, and there's more," Henry said. "Someone painted on the bottom of the sign, too."
Violet's voice was shaky when she read the words aloud.
"It says, move away. You've been warned."
Benny hunched down in the seat.
"I don't know if I want to go to Appleville anymore. Why would Alice want to be mayor of a cursed town?"
"Someone is just playing a trick,"
Jessie said, putting her arm around Benny.
"A town can't be cursed."
"It's terrible that someone ruined their sign,"
Violet said.
"It's also illegal," Grandfather added. "Whoever did it is defacing someone else's property."
"I wouldn't want to paint that kind of bird,"
Violet said.
"It's very ugly."
Violet was a good artist. She liked to draw and paint birds and animals.
"What kind of bird is it?"
Benny sat up and looked out the window again, feeling a little better.
"It's some type of vulture," Henry said. "See how small its head looks compared to its body? Vultures don't have feathers on their heads, so they look strange compared to other birds."
"I wonder why the town hasn't fixed the sign,"
Jessie said.
"It won't make people want to visit Appleville."
"We can ask Alice and Joe, but first we'll have to do something about that tire."
Grandfather opened the car door.
"How far are we from Joe and Alice's house? Can we ride our bikes there?"
Violet asked. The Alden children's bikes were secured to the bike rack on their grandfather's car.
"It's not very far, but it's getting dark and it's chilly out."
Grandfather took his phone out of his pocket.
"I'll just call someone to come out and change the tire."
"I can change it," Henry said. "We have a spare tire in the trunk."
"I'll help," Jessie said.
Grandfather thought for a moment and then nodded his head.
"It's nice to have such handy grandchildren."
While Henry and Jessie were changing the tire, Violet and Benny got out of the car with Watch to look around. The only house they saw was set back across a field of dead grass. Next to the house were rows of small trees. Behind the house was a forest.
"Those woods look like where we found our boxcar,"
Violet said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?